All right, this is the conclusion of my weekly podcast episode, this time featuring Bob Q. Make sure you listen to episode or part one of episode 42. Sorry for the confusion. This is definitely worth it, though. That, huh?
All right. I loved it.
So every week I talk about, Bob, every week I talk about my goals. I have a couple of main goals, which is it's really important to me kind of build a network / community, especially my Instagram stories community seems very different than just a regular Instagram followers. I tend to treat them a little bit differently, pay more attention. It's true. I put a little bit more love into the Instagram stories.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to know why?
I would love to know why. Justin, why do you put more time into that?
All right. Well, the listeners know, but you might not know.
I don't know.
You don't know because you're not a listener, jackass. All right.
Oh, wow. Got called out on the show. I can't deny it.
No. Because I think the Instagram stories people are significant because they go to the stories to see more of you. You know what I mean?
You feel like that's a more personal
connection
there.
Exactly.
Interesting.
So the people that find you in their newsfeed, you're just part of the crowd of the people they follow.
Right.
But the people that tap on your avatar or your profile pic and want to see your story. Do you ever use stories, by the way?
Very rarely.
Yeah. Those people, they want to see more from you in particular. Those aren't spammy accounts. Those are real people.
Right.
So that's a huge difference, and I think a different level of loyalty and interest. So I tend to pay a little bit more attention to my stories crowd. And in particular, in stories, I do a lot of, I'll ask questions. And sometimes really kind of personal kind of things, about mental health. I'm really curious about my followers. But today I asked about, what was your favorite Marvel production thing this year, comics or otherwise,
The answer is Miss Marvel 31.
There you go. I don't mind that you don't listen to the podcast, by the way. I have no bad feelings towards you about that.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
But I think you will start listening eventually.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
I will win you over. All right. But that's kind of
if this evening is any indication of what they're like, I'm on this. I'm having a blast.
This is different. This has been a lot of fun for me so far. It has been great to have, because usually I'll talk about this stuff by myself to the microphone, and I got used to that. But it was an adjustment. So having someone to talk to and bounce ideas off has been phenomenal. I love it.
Oh, good.
And it's different than a general interview because I'm not interviewing you. We're kind of just talking.
Yeah.
So that's why, for me, the community building really is more important with stories, because there is a, even though they can't communicate with each other exactly, that is where there's a community feel building. And what I'll do is when people answer questions, you can actually share their answers. So I'll ask how many people are dealing with depression, and they'll say yes or no, and I can share the results of that.
Right.
Or someone will DM me saying, "Hey, I've been dealing with a lack of motivation," and then I'll post that to my Instagram stories, and to get feedback, and other people will reply, and then I'll share those replies in my stories.
Right.
So it's been great. People feel a sense of community, even though it's not like this, Facebook group or whatever. But anyhow,
but you're making it public so that people can see that, hey, I'm not the only person dealing with this.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that I'm really interested in those people that want to draw but aren't. I'm really, really interested in that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. My buddy, he's actually picking up the Bond series after me. His name is Ibrahim Mustafa. Super talented guys. He's been on Mother Panic, I think.
They call that the sloppy seconds.
Yeah, I love it. Pick it up after. Try not to screw it up, kid. He was talking about a friend of his who was like a pretty talented guy who was like a good draftsman. Like he wanted to get into comics, but like he refused to ever make time to actually sit down and draw sequential pages. And he's like, you know, he may want to be in comics, but if he's never going to find time to, he's like, he would always have an excuse like, well, you know, I'm married, I got kids, blah, blah, blah. I was like, well, he's like, look, man, you have to understand how much I was sacrificing for how many years when I was not getting paid very much to do these things. Right. Like I was like, I had a day job. Yeah, I was working on this one for free at night because I wanted to get there. Right. Like, and like, you know, that's definitely something that I'm dealing with right now. It's like, I left a pretty successful career in game development because I was just like, I hate this. And all I want to do is draw all day. And I just need to go and do it. And like, so now, thank God, you know, my wife was like, yeah, go for it. Just do it.
Yeah.
But like now, you know, I've got a few hundred pages under my belt, you know, and I think I'm getting better.
You've been picking up steam there, right? I remember talking to you a couple, you know, a few years ago, and I don't think you had done anything professionally quite yet.
No.
You know, we're talking about years ago, the first time you and I live streamed together.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden I read through, I went to your website and I saw the stuff that you've completed all and like, whoa, he's gotten that. Wow. So that's seems like a lot.
No, it's a ton. You know, the nice thing that I have right now is an editor that likes me and, because I turn things in on time and they're not crappy. So, you know, that's good enough, I guess.
Yeah.
And, so he'll throw me stuff. He'll be like, hey, you're coming up on the end of this run. What do you want to do next?
Awesome.
Like I've got this thing and this thing and this thing. Are you interested
that's
in it?
So cool.
And that's been really good for me. The problem is that the last couple that he's thrown me, I just haven't been interested in.
Are you at a point where you can pick and choose?
For better or worse, I'm kind of picking and choosing.
Hey, look at you, man.
So I turned down a couple and I was also like, but as I was saying before, I was like, I got stuff I want to do too, you know? Yeah. And I talked to him about that. I was like, look, man, I've got, you know, I've got this story, and this story that I want to tell. And I can't do that if I'm drawing this book that hasn't been announced yet or that book that hasn't been announced yet. So I may have to like slow down a little bit with doing stuff with you next year because I want to do this other stuff. And the other problem is that I've been running into is that, I had to turn down, so far I've turned down two books from Marvel because the timing didn't work, which has really bummed me out.
What was the one you want? It was Badger something. Or
oh, that? I want to do Honey Badger book so bad.
It wasn't that, God. Was it?
No, it wasn't that. If if they'd come to me with that, I'd be like, look, editor, we got to talk about this because they're offering me my dream job. So, I've been offered a couple one shots over there that were one of which was, I probably could have done it, but I didn't love the story, and I was like, look, if I'm gonna kill myself, I have to love it.
Wow. Look at you.
Because it would have been sickening because like I would have been like way overworked, and I was just like, there's no way that I'm gonna draw this.
Yeah. How do we get here? I was talking about building a network / community.
I don't remember how we got here. Oh, we were talking about, I don't know how we got here.
I don't know. I don't. Hold on.
It doesn't matter.
I might have to play the Transformer sound effect again to get us back on track here.
Get us back on track. I don't even know how we got here. All
right. So, Bob, it's important to me to build a network / community.
Jeez. Can I railroad you or what? Ugh.
Oh, you know what? I will add. I'm sorry. I had to shut you down. Let me bring it back here.
Do it.
You said, I said I was interested in people. We're getting back here. I was interested in people that want to draw but aren't.
I remember where it was.
I went through a long period where my goal was to get a kid's book published, right? And I drew the kids. I drew the Astro Pig. I drew the kid's book, finished it. I liked it overall.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started to look into what it takes to get something published. And I realized I don't really want that. I'm not willing to put the work in to make that happen. And I realized, it was enough for me to complete it and move on to the next thing. You know, it was
right.
I realized, but I'm really interested in people that want to draw or make a comic or whatever it is, but aren't doing it. And that's been a lot of people listening to this, I think, are in that group or they want to draw and they are and they hit a rut and they don't know how to get out of it. But that really interests me. Anyhow, that's one of my goals, is to kind of build a network / community of people who are creating. So
is your hope that you can encourage the people who are not currently being encouraged?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely, yeah. So that's part of...
And you think that's a thing that you can hopefully influence through Instagram stories?
And this podcast,
And this podcast.
Yeah, and I know it's happening. People will tell me, hey, you know, they found some new inspiration, or that's the thing that I needed, or whatever. Yeah, so I know it helps.
Yeah, good.
And Instagram stories is very helpful. But so here, the Instagram stories people for my community are very important.
Right.
The people who listen to this podcast are more important. They are the most important, I would say. But anyhow, my other goal here is to just improve my growth overall, my fan follower base, my skill level. All
right. Right.
Those are my goals. So you know, each week I ask myself, did I do these things? Did I build a network / community? This week I would say, yeah, I did. I had some really positive stories, interactions, and a pretty good variety, but what I'm noticing is that I'm getting more people who are interacting with my stories. That's what I want.
Right.
I'd rather have people interact with me in DM in my stories, because it's a more personal connection.
Right.
Than leave a comment on something that I post.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I want both, but But seriously, when someone sends you a DM and it's a new person, it asks you if you want to accept it. You know.
Yeah.
That excites me.
I love that. Request. I'm exactly. Who's new?
Well, it's like, there's someone that's willing to cross the bridge.
It's not only cross the bridge, but like there's a higher barrier there, right? Like either I have to, you know, do this special swipey thing on the story in order to get to your DM.
Yes, damn it.
Or they've had to go all the way over to your profile and then hit the message button and then compose that thing to send to you.
Yeah.
Right? That takes a lot of effort.
I know, exactly. With Instagram DMs, you used to have to post a picture in the DM, I think. But now you can just send a message. But exactly. If I just post a picture of, like, this week I posted the Santa Claus Venom. Mm-hmm. If I post that, people can comment. But that's pretty straightforward, pretty simple.
Right.
They say, hey, that looks really cool, whatever. But if I post the stories, they have to go see that. To interact with my stories, they have to answer the question or hit the DM thing, send me a message.
Right.
It's exactly. They're willing to cross these barriers to connect with me and build a relationship. That excites me.
Yeah.
So every time I get a new DM request, I'm like, ooh, someone has crossed the bridge.
Right.
Into
Prime Town.
Prime Line. Yeah, Prime Town. There you go. So that excites me. And I've noticed that that's continually happening. I think I want to see that pick up speed. I don't know if I can say it's been picking up speed, but that's good. I love that. I love getting those new DMs from new people.
That's great, dude. I'm super happy for you. I'm like my social media landscape.
That's
is
what it's obsessed
dwindling.
Me. That's what upsets me, because what if the day comes where your editor's like, I have no more work for you?
Oh, it'll probably happen. I'm sure of it.
So then you can't. You could easily dominate social media, but I guess your time is going toward the professional work, right?
At the moment, yeah.
But then you are behooven to the editor.
Yeah, the editor of the company or whatever. Because like that's well, but then the thing that I'm running into right now, at least with Instagram, and maybe you can offer some helpful hints on this, is that maybe we'll see. Maybe you educating me will help educate your audience. So the thing that I run into a lot is that like I kind of built like this following that is based on, hey, Bob sometimes draws fan art that is related to comic books, right? Like that's what a lot of the content that I crank out is, right?
Oh yeah.
So the problem that I run into is when I do anything that deviates from that path, engagement goes down the toilet.
Yeah, dude.
Right? So like, you know, I just recently posted that thing with the Reaper that's based on a song that I really liked. Nobody cared. I draw a picture of the Joker. Yeah, it goes bananas.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
And that totally bums me out, right? Because I'm like, well, what about, you know, I do things that aren't just, you know, but pick character out of the pantheon from one of the big two, right?
Oh, yeah, you're right. Oh, my God. I'm looking at this.
Yeah.
Can you hear, by the way, There's no audio being piped.
Oh no, I don't hear any. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, your Reaver won 312 likes.
Yeah, and then like
four
like,
comments, and two of them are you probably.
Yeah. Because I try to do the best I can to respond to everybody, but then like a week or two ago, I had a picture of the Joker, 2,000. Well, you know how discouraging that is?
Well, I'm looking at your, I think this is this Magic with the big sword and the horns?
Yeah.
890 likes. That's pretty solid. Pretty solid.
Oh yeah.
And then the progress shot of Magic is 1,130. Yeah, it's a significant difference.
Yeah.
You posted a picture of your comic books that you made. 286 likes.
Nobody cares.
That's crazy.
Like, but here's the thing you can buy in the store that I did. Mm.
I know. So... It is disheartening. We're way off track here. I'm fine with that.
No, but it has to do with like
it's fine.
Community
it's fine.
Building and
it does. You're right. I guess we're way off my track, but that's fine.
I apologize.
It's not my podcast or anything.
It's our podcast now.
at this point, I think. But what you're saying is, I have found for me, if I draw Venom, I get a lot of interaction.
Mm-hmm.
If I draw Astro Pig, there's less.
Which is a bummer. There's this thing that you created.
But people, I don't think people are following me for Astro Pig or Little Red, the mini one that I did, or Sculptor Stories that I was doing before. They're following me because I can draw Venom well.
So when you put it in your here, so let me ask you a question. When you put Astro Pig in your stories, do you find that people interact with that at the same clip that like putting Venom in your stories does?
I don't know. But I do know that the people in my stories have shown more interest in Astro Pig, so I would assume yes.
Hmm.
But I was working on Astro Pig for a few months, and then I kind of stopped.
I finished it.
I moved on.
Because my hope would have been that like those people who were willing to cross the bridge are the people who are genuinely interested in whatever it is that you have.
I would assume they are. I think it's a safe assumption. And the people who are interacting with me in stories are interacting with me on a more personal level.
Right.
So I would assume so.
Interesting.
But I don't have any data to back that up.
Okay.
But I would assume so. What you're saying, I think, is very normal. And the people that I've spoken with that have creator-owned projects, they get a lot less interaction than when they post fan art.
Yeah. It's a super bummer.
It kind of is.
I think part of it has to do... Because like, I know a bunch of people like out there, like, oh, you know... All you got to do when the Instagram algorithm rolls around is you just need to be a better artist. And it's like, well, that's true, but it's also not true.
Yeah.
Because like that is one of the things, like I have a, there's a bunch of people out here in LA that are sort of like Instagram artist buddies. Like I hang out with folks like Tane King, Kim and J.W. Cooper and, you know, Dr. Knutson, like those, if you've seen those tags on the internet. Like they're really talented people with a ton of followers. And we all hang out, and everybody has the same story.
Yeah.
The algorithm rolled out, interactions dropped off the face of the planet.
Oh yeah,
it's just been a huge bummer.
That's gonna be I want to talk about that later on. So hold on to that.
Okay, I'll hold on to it.
But I think everything you're saying is completely right, and I know I built my following on Venom and other mm-hmm. fan art. I know that.
Yep.
That's just the way it is.
Yep,
so I made peace with that because I genuinely enjoy drawing Venom.
Mm-hmm.
And if people want to follow me for that, like, well, you know, that's a win-win. But I know that when I post my own creator-owned stuff, that's just the way it is.
Yeah.
I think the people that like my creator-owned stuff are into my artwork, period.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's just that narrower, like, you have, how many followers do you have? I think you have like 14,000 or something.
Yeah, 14 something.
14.7. That's just the people who've hit. That doesn't mean anything. It means something.
But they're not people who are necessarily engaged.
No,
right?
that could be dummy accounts, ghost accounts, Russian brides that want you to marry them. It could be a whole bunch of nonsensical stuff, right? So it's not.
How many of them do you think are Russian brides, though?
A pretty good chunk. I don't know, but
I'm married, but I'm, you know, it never hurts to keep your options open. Just gotta.
They're not asking for a whole lot.
Nope.
So what the hell was I saying, man? So that number it's not accurate at all.
It doesn't mean anything necessarily.
But I don't know if you're aware of this, but when you post something, not all of them see it.
No, I'm semi-aware of how it works. It's like they feed a portion, they feed it to a portion of your followers, and based on the immediate interaction, they decide whether or not they're going to disseminate it to people.
And the portion is very small. I think at most 10%, I think.
Yeah.
That seems to be what people are saying, but I don't know. But no, but Instagram never verifies this.
Yeah.
So the people that see it is maybe 10%. So for you, that would be 1,400 people out of your 14,700.
Right. Yeah.
Those 1,400, how many of them are dummy accounts, ghost accounts? Exactly. How many of them are into you because of you as a person or because of your style or because you can draw magic?
Right.
So the number gets smaller and smaller and smaller of the people who actually may interact with you and care.
Right.
It, the amount of people that might buy something from you is even smaller. So that number, that follower count, is extremely misleading.
Yeah. And I think they say that the average click-through rate on internet advertising is like 0.1% or something like that. So it's obscenely low.
Yeah. That makes sense. So, I mean, that's just the way it is. It sucks. But there are people, like, I know when I look at your artwork, I seriously stop and look and study it because I genuinely am interested in how you ink and the emotion that you express in your artwork. It really kind of captures my attention.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, I appreciate your artwork. I followed you again by the way. I
appreciate you.
I follow and unfollow people. I'm down to like 36, I think.
Oh, really?
Actually, what am I at? No, I'm at 16. I unfollowed everybody for like a couple of weeks. Yeah, I'm following 16 people. You're one of them now.
I just popped up in my... Here, wait. Here we go. We're fixed. What happened there? All right.
All right. I don't know what the hell we're talking about here.
We're talking about the stories and getting people to interact with you.
Yeah, so my goal is to build... I'm sad to hear that you don't use stories. I don't, but it sounds like it's more of... Is it a time thing for you?
Yeah, I'm usually pretty gassed by the end of the day.
Yeah.
It takes a lot out of you. Like, I think I was talking about this on the Twitter the other day, which is like, after the third page penciled in a day, like, I don't want to do anything.
Yeah.
I just don't want to do anything.
I gotcha. I don't know if I could draw all day every day. I'm glad that my career is not art related. Because
I super love it. And in order to do comics, you have to super love it.
That's good.
Yeah.
But... for me, art is still a release. It's excitement. It's
a little bit therapeutic at the end of the day, kind of thing.
For me, for a personal thing, yeah.
Totally get it.
And I love to share it, but for me, it's really, I'm enjoying it as is, period.
Yeah.
But if I did it all day, every day, I don't know if it'd be the same.
If it would still help hold that same spot for you.
So the fact that I can go to work and hear about suicidal people and all kinds of crazy stuff, not crazy stuff, but you know what I mean.
Well, a lot of stories that are outside of what would be
traumas
in,
and horrible,
in your normal your normal day to day.
So I can come
I get
home.
What you mean.
Yeah. So, but that's distinct from my family life, and I compartmentalize things, and from my art life. So I can separate those things. And art is art. That's it. Period.
Right.
So and I like that, and I appreciate that. You know.
Yeah.
I don't think I could draw and color four pages in a day or whatever, and then be like, okay, let me draw something for my followers as well, or for myself, and then just for myself, and then post it. I don't know if I could do that.
Yeah, it's tough because what mine has become is pages, and then catching up on commissions from people. I've been real bad about that. So I have people that have been waiting since August, I think. So
does that change things for you? Like, art is like is business for you. And I know that it's personal. I know you express yourself through it, but what you're producing so far sounds like all of it is for somebody else and they're paying for it. Just no judgment there at all. I hope you don't pick that up, but
No.
Okay.
Let me put it to you this way.
Go ahead.
If you gave me the choice between going back into an office and having some boss who doesn't know what I do tell me how to do my job or drawing all day, I'm taking drawing all day every time. Like I don't sit well. And it took me 12 years to realize how much I couldn't stand like corporate office environments or having to rely on other people. Like the great thing about this job is a script comes in and I have to execute and I have one person who says, yay or nay, can you tweak this? And that's the job. Like the simplicity of it is really what's great about it. And I'm realizing now more than you know, I've realized in the past that's something that I need.
That makes sense. But then you can't fully exploit social media for what it is.
Yes, that is true. I would say that that's super true, because like a lot of the stuff I can't share.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's like if I'm, I couldn't have shared a lot of that James Bond stuff for.
Right.
I was on that book for a year before anything ever hit the press about it. So I couldn't show anybody things I was working on for 10 hours a day for a year.
Wow.
And it destroyed my social media following.
Yeah.
Like my
I know you'd be way higher.
I dumped a ton of followers during that year. It was really bad. Like, people were just like, who's this guy? Why am I following? He doesn't post
ever. You saw it drop?
Yeah. I lost 1,000 people in the span of a year. Probably more than that.
Yeah.
Just because, you know, you can't, I couldn't do it frequently enough.
Yeah.
I already see it happening. Like, I always make the special, you know, effort to do it during Inktober just because I've been doing it for, you know, 3 years or whatever. And I think I saw a jump of like 1,700 people, which was really nice.
Sure.
And a bunch of new people who have actually been really engaged and like willing to talk to me and all that stuff, towards your community building thing. But it super bums me out that I can't talk about a lot of that stuff more, and then I can't find time to post more stuff for them.
It is too bad, because when you were doing your YouTube thing regularly, I think you had a pretty high level of engagement. People were interested in giving you recommendations on what to draw for the next week. Like, they seemed like they were really into it.
Oh, it was great.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'd carved out a portion of YouTube where it was the nicest people who were super positive, really funny, and were just like, hey, I'm here to suggest a thing.
Yeah, they got you and they were into you.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
All right. Well, I don't know what that left us, but I do think about that, though. Like, you could be dominating in social media.
Well,
you have the personality for it. You have the skill for it. I know you have the engagement with your. You could have that one-to-one engagement with your followers. You could be dominating. You know,
I super love it, and I kind of wish. I don't know. When I did the YouTube videos, I think the format was a little weird, and there were some quality issues on the videos. Certainly,
No,
The sound was super bad.
It was great.
I think
no one cared. No one cared. You were fun. You and your wife were fun. The art was great. No one cared about the quality of it. No, I'm speaking to everybody.
Thanks, man. I wish I could post more on all those places. Like, because stories came out. I don't even know how to use them really. Like, I know how to post them and how to do things, but like, I don't know how to do them in a way that's going to be effective, or that people are going to like go, hey, what's Bob doing? You know, like, I don't know what I'm doing.
I got you. All right. Well, let's move on.
All right.
So how did I do this week? All right.
How did you do this week?
I think I did pretty good with stories. I don't post every day to my general feed.
Mm-hmm.
Time is pretty thin, you know, career and family and everything.
Understood.
So, you know, I don't post every day. I wish I could. I'd love to post every day, but I've accepted that. Just, I can't. Once every other day, I think it's pretty reasonable for me.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. And recently with the Santa Venom that I'm doing, I'm really letting myself take my time and not rushing through it, and really kind of like enjoying the process of going slow, which is very different for me, and really focusing on the details and whatnot. So I'm satisfied with my progress this week as far as building a network/community. Sounds like, I don't know, how about for you? Would you be satisfied? Do you think you did the best you could this week?
Given the time constraints I had, I actually had a huge bump on Twitter of all places. I think I got tagged in a couple of Follow Fridays, and like I saw like a probably in the actually I'll tell you something. Nobody gives a crap about you on Twitter until you're kind of somebody. I've seen the biggest jump on Twitter just as a result of being like, hey, here's a guy who has published comic books, who is working for a company. Instagram doesn't care about it, which is really interesting. But yeah, I wouldn't say that I did a great job this week. I posted like one picture and nobody cared.
It's damn followers.
Oh, no, it's okay. It's my fault.
It sounds like you're genuinely maxed out. I don't think you're hanging around playing video games, are you? Or do you? Oh, are you wasting time playing video games?
I'll tell you right now. Last night I played Red Dead Redemption.
Well, there you go.
From midnight until 1 a.m.
Okay.
And then I went to sleep. And then I woke up at 8 And I did 4 podcasts today.
What? So,
yeah. You're number four.
For what?
So I have the podcast that my wife and I do with her best friend. We did 2 of those today.
Oh, man.
And then I do a podcast with a friend of mine out on the East Coast. And then I did this one with you.
Hachi machi.
See, I'm a hardworking guy. I work hard at a bunch of stuff that nobody listens to. It's all for me.
My listenership is growing. There's a pretty good chunk of people that are listening to this. So
great.
People will hear you.
Great.
All right. Then I ask myself, did I grow this week? Yes, I think I did. I'm doing the Santa Venom thing. My major focus has been on values.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I did a good job of that this week so far.
It's super good to pick a thing that you think that you are not great at and then focus on trying to make yourself better at it. There's a lot to be said for practicing in art as well. And it's good to hear that you're doing that, right? Like, as somebody who wants to get better.
Yeah. This is an opportunity for me to work on something.
Yeah. That's a good thing for your followers. Like, don't just draw to draw a finished picture. Like, actually practice. Practicing is good.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So, there's a, I think I'm growing. Hold on, let me get this. Oh, could you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you just fine.
Let me get this linked up here. So I think I'm growing. I'm ruining the punchline. Damn it. See, I unplugged this.
Did you unplug the soundboard again?
I unplugged it because I'm worried you can hear me typing. My wife is texting me. So I want to let her know, hey, I'm still talking to
someone. Are you still talking to that jackass?
Yeah, this dude from LA. So yeah, I was gonna say I'm still growing and then put, you know, that's what she said, but it ruined it. Damn it. So what could I have done better this week? I need to do better. I feel like I say this every week, but I could do better at fundamentals and practicing fundamentals, not just practicing, but learning something new about fundamentals. My goal was to do that every Sunday. I haven't done that the past couple of weeks. So I feel like I've kind of slacked on that. What about you? Is there anything that you feel like you could do better this week artistically, as far as your execution?
You know, it's interesting. I had the opportunity to actually work with very, very recently with a longtime Vertigo editor. We were talking about maybe doing a thing together, and it didn't end up working out. But that person was kind enough to grab one of my old issues of Lone Ranger, and I said, look, can you just go through with a fine-tooth comb, give me all the notes that you would have given to somebody you're actually working with.
That's cool.
And they were kind enough to do it. And I've been working really hard on trying to internalize a lot of the notes that I was given. Because, like, you know, sometimes you can't see it in your own work. You don't know what you're not doing. And I've become really cognizant of some things that I do now that are sort of like go-tos or mistakes that I don't realize I'm making that are actually mistakes. And it's super invaluable. Sometimes it is good to get a second eye on things. Just make sure you're working with somebody who's got a second eye who actually knows what they're talking about. Awesome. Not every critique is a useful one.
Well, from an editor, I would assume it'd be useful.
It depends. My interactions with editors have been very, very interesting. Because a lot of them are kind of like, yep, you are definitely drawing the panels that are written in that script. Thank you. And some of them are like, dude, I'm not kidding. Like, when I'm telling you that, like, they are working up until the week before the thing needs to be on the shelves, they don't have time to sit around here dorking around with you trying to get the drawings all perfect.
Okay.
So, you know, when you get somebody who's actually willing to take the time and go, here's where you're screwing up.
That's awesome.
And then actually taking the time to try to make yourself better as a result of finding out where you're screwing up, it's super helpful.
Right on.
Yeah.
All right. Let's switch gears here. So every week I have this thing called the Lab 5 Weekly Challenge. This is an audio clip submitted by Luke_Lab5Studios. He gives a challenge to the listeners on what to draw or whatever.
Okay.
I haven't heard it, and I will not be able to hear it.
I'll tell you what it says.
Only you will be able to
hear it. And I'll do my best impression of his voice.
So, yeah, I would appreciate you letting me know what the hell the the challenges. Okay,
I've got my pen out. I'm going to write it down.
All right, you ready?
Yep. Wait, I can't hear it.
You can't hear it?
No, I can't hear it now.
Seriously?
No, I can't hear it.
All right, well, we'll skip that. I will add that in post-production. So you
Lab
and I
5 challenge. Who cares?
So now you and I have to act like we heard it. All right.
Oh,
so,
it's great. I can't wait to draw that.
Luke. Luke. Luke, thank you so much for the challenge. All right. Let's move on.
Pencils out, everybody. Let's get this done.
Tell me you heard that. Did you hear that sound effect?
No.
You can't hear my stuff anymore?
I can't hear your sounds anymore.
Right, whatever. I'm moving on.
What'd you do?
I don't know.
She said.
No. All right.
She didn't say that at all.
That's not what she said. All right. So let's talk. Each week. This is the last part. We're almost done. This is a marathon here, man.
I apologize.
No,
it's not my fault.
I'm happy. I'm content here.
Good,
that's
good.
That's what she said.
Yeah.
All right. Did you hear that?
No.
Done. I'm over it.
Nothing.
All right. I'm unplugging it.
All right. Well,
I give up on the sound effects. I don't know what happened. So each week I like to give an Instagram tip, right? Or a discussion. Here we go. You ready for this? We kind of covered this, but someone DM'd me, regular listener and story engager and DMer. Appreciate you. He DM'd me saying, "Hey, have you noticed that there's been a significant drop in engagement recently?"
Hmm.
I said no, and the reason for that is because my posting schedule changed. I'm now posting in the evening versus at noon, which was my money time.
Right.
So in the evening, that's a whole new brand of people, you know, or a whole new group of people that I'm exposing myself to.
That's Bob. What she said.
There you go. So I'm not posting as often. I'm posting maybe once every couple of days at a right. different time. So my engagement has dropped because of that. But so I put this out to my Instagram stories community. Have you guys noticed a significant drop? Sorry.
Right.
And I think that I don't know. I don't have the stat right now, but a large chunk of the people said yes, they've noticed a significant drop. Bob, I'm gonna assume you haven't noticed because you're not on Instagram as much as you'd like to be.
Well, I can tell you this: that picture that I posted really did poop as far as engagement goes.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. I mean, it's worth recognizing when you're dealing with a tech company in Silicon Valley, they're monkeying around with the way their stuff works all the time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like. You may see, like, I remember I had one where I posted kind of a junky picture and like all of a sudden it picked up and I had like 1,000 likes on it. Like they're massaging the way that algorithm works every day.
I think it's to improve the overall experience of the users. So
I disagree with that, but
I
appreciate your optimism.
I have it. So 72%
I worked in software for too long to believe that.
Oh, okay. 72% of the people who responded said, yes, they have noticed a significant drop in engagement.
Hmm.
Less exposure on Instagram recently. So that was 44 people versus 17 who said, no, they haven't noticed that. Mm-hmm. I have noticed it, but I have my reasons. This is what I'll say. Bob, you chime in where you like, all right?
Okay.
I think people are bitching about nothing. I think people are complaining and trying to find a reason why they're not getting as much exposure. So this is what I did, Bob, right?
Okay.
I went the extra mile here. All the people, so you might not know this, but in the stories, when all the people who said yes on the polls,
mm-hmm.
I can see who those people are.
Yeah. I'm familiar all right. with that.
I went to their Instagram feed to see mm-hmm. what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's no wonder they're getting less engagement. Mm. So I think people are looking for excuses.
Sure.
I looked at every single one of them. Now Instagram doesn't tell us the magic amount. We don't know. But the people I looked at are not posting daily.
Mm-hmm.
They're not using their stories. Mm-hmm. They're not responding to their comments that they're getting on their feed, mm-hmm. on their, you know, the people are leaving.
Mm-hmm.
There's all these gaps in engagement. And what we think is that Instagram reads your engagement with other people, how, you know, you're responding to comments. All that affects your exposure.
I've heard that as well. Yeah. Like if somebody comments, if you respond back fairly quickly, it shows that you're also an engaged user.
Exactly. I think they reward the people that are engaged by increasing their exposure.
Sure.
So the people that I looked at with all the yeses, now I don't know what a perfect account looks like. I don't know what that means. So some people I saw were responding to every comment. There were a handful of those. The asker, mm-hmm. the person who asked this question is responding to all. They do a great job of that.
Mm-hmm.
They're posting pretty much daily,
mm-hmm.
and they use their stories every now and again. I think daily, but not a whole lot. So we don't know the magic number, but for the most part, the people that responded yes, they're not getting enough exposure, aren't earning it. They're not doing the things that earn exposure.
Right.
Instagram wants active. It just makes sense, right? They want active people who are interacting with other users daily, regularly.
Yes.
I think the biggest accounts are probably posting, like Sean Galloway, I think he posts a couple times a day.
Does he really?
I think
he doesn't show up in my feed anymore.
That's what
their algorithm is.
That's because you're not interacting with him. You have to initiate. If you seek him out and start liking his stuff, he'll probably start posting up in your feed.
Okay, so that's a pain in the butt for me.
But that's what you're telling Instagram what you want by what you do. Right?
Oh yeah, totally. I totally understand. Like the sort of logistics behind it. It's just irritating because I miss a lot of things.
I get it.
That I wish I was seeing just because, you know, I didn't click like two times, it flew by me.
So I'm looking at Sean right now. He posts almost daily. It looks like a couple times a day when mm-hmm. he does post. And not super predictable, but for the most part, he posts pretty darn regularly. He uses his feed. Or I'm sorry. He uses his stories a lot. He responds to every single comment. He's an ideal. I think, you know, he's doing a pretty darn good job, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's got little stories of his kids and stuff. He's doing a good job. Plus, he's a phenomenal artist. Phenomenal artist.
Yeah, it doesn't hurt.
Yeah. So he's kind of got it going all on, right? He's got all the pieces that are clicking for him for the most part. So I would assume, and plus people are liking, he's a great artist, so people are liking pretty much everything he does probably. He's getting a lot of engagement, a lot of interaction, and he's earning it as well.
Sure.
So but you got to do those things. And even if you're not the best artist, if you respond to your comments, and I can't believe how many people don't respond to their comments.
Yeah, super important.
It really is. It's huge, especially within that first hour that you post it. It's a very, very big deal.
I mean, I know that I'm not doing everything I could and probably should be doing in order to help build that audience on the old social meds. You know, another thing that's actually really helpful I hear is like actually figuring out what the popular hashtags that day are.
Sure. On a daily basis.
Yeah, like knowing what people are talking about. Mm. If there's like some other event, like I don't know if Dreadcember is happening on Instagram, but like Twitter has been a lot of people doing like I'm gonna do a drawing of Judge Dredd every day in December. And that's kind of been a thing that's been floating around.
There you go. Yeah, so Inktober was probably very big for that month.
Yeah. So and that Inktober is always very good to me. From like a reach perspective, like a lot of people end up finding crud I'm doing as a result of that. So
yeah, there you go. So but that was something else I noticed was a couple people that I looked into would post a picture but not have a caption. They would not they would just post it and move on.
But people do read those. Like that's something captions? Worth noting. Yeah.
Yeah. So when I post a caption, I put an opinion out there or whatever, and it invites engagement. You can't just post and walk away. That's not gonna do anything. No, and
a good caption can elicit comments, and comments feed your artwork to new people as well. So
it's exactly so people,
really figuring out how to use the platform effectively is important, right?
So
this is their whole point.
Yeah, they want you to use the platform. They want to reward the people that are using their platform effectively, right? That makes sense, right? Just even if we don't know the right numbers for all these engagement things, they want to reward the people that are using the platform. So mm-hmm. If you're not using captions if you're not responding to comments, or using stories or live streaming. I think live streaming has a big part to do this as well. But like, use the tools. If you're not,
live streaming is a lot of fun too.
It is. It can be. Yeah, you do really really well with that.
Yeah, I love doing those.
Yeah. So, but I think they reward the people that use the tools. They reward the people that respond to comments and are actually engaging. You can't post and walk away. You can't post and not respond to comments. And people that post without using hashtags, that probably hurt you, I would assume. Hashtags are still important.
Yeah, because people do follow and look up hashtags. And hashtags get recommended to them based on hashtags that they either use themselves or frequently look at artwork of. And if you're not even in those lists because you didn't bother to put it on there,
yeah,
you're not going to be fed to those people. That's super important.
It is. Yeah. Still, so all those are the basics. But look, if to me it comes down to this, Instagram is still basically a free platform. If they want to reduce how much exposure you get, that's up to them. You can't complain about it. That's just the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a public utility. I don't think it should be. I would hate that if it became that. But the point is, like, you have to earn your engagement. If you're getting less engagement, you need to go seek it out. Go look at other artists and like and comment. Look at other stories, DM people, like, use the damn platform. Don't just complain about getting less exposure. You have to use the platform.
Agreed.
There you go. So earn it. Don't just wait for Instagram to give it to you. The problem I will have someday is if something bad happens to Instagram, I will no longer exist because that's my only platform. I have a little bit on YouTube, a little bit of action there, but Instagram is it for me. I don't use Facebook a whole lot at all. Twitter, not at all. So I'm not going to complain about Instagram whatsoever. This is what I've chosen. This works best for me, and I'm going to earn every piece of engagement I possibly can rather than wasting time complaining about it.
Yeah, the Twitter is a tough one. I've only recently started to see any kind of uptick at all. I was at like 120 people for years. So
I would think I would think Twitter would be easier for you because it doesn't rely on visuals. You could actually post like how much you accomplished in one day or whatever.
Yeah, you could, but and the other thing about it is that the virality is built into it, right? Like, they have the retweet button. Like, there's no easy way to repost somebody's artwork outside of like kind of throwing it in your stories now. But for some reason, I just never saw an uptick over there.
Say it again? On Twitter?
So Twitter has built-in virality in that it has a retweet button. So somebody can just see what you're doing, hit the retweet button, it shows up in their feed. And then suddenly you're on two people's feeds, right?
Like Tumblr, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Instagram doesn't have that outside of being able to put it in your stories. Which is sort of a new feature, I think, unless I'm very much mistaken, which has been very good to a lot of people. So it was odd to me that I wasn't getting anything there, but my biggest network is still Instagram. To your point, I've been so busy, I haven't really been able. It's been languishing in like the worst way.
Languishing. Damn. All right, Bob, we have reached the end of the podcast. Wow.
This has been a delight. I'm sorry I yacked your ear off like a jackass.
No, not at all. Are you kidding me?
This was super fun.
This guy. I wish I had my boo button going right here.
Boo. This guy stinks. I'll do it for you.
No, I booed that guy.
Get him off.
This was not a waste of time whatsoever. This has been very enjoyable for me. Good experience. I appreciate all your time. This is like over almost 2 hours.
Yeah, man.
Incredible.
Thank you, Justin Prime podcast listeners, for allowing me into your ears today.
Yeah, dude. Just ditto what you said. Thank you, everybody, for listening. I hope you got. I know you guys got a lot of. This is epic. This is a good one. that wasn't even a soundboard sound effect. Right. This is a good one. Thank you guys for listening. Catch you next Monday morning.